In the telecom battleground, Verizon's latest moves are turning heads. With Dan Schulman at the helm since October, there's a clear shift away from price hikes that led to a staggering loss of 2.25 million customers.
That's right, Alex. Schulman's pivot to value over price is a bold play, especially considering Verizon's recent $20 billion fiber investment. It's a strategic bet on long-term growth over quick revenue jumps. But the real question is, can Verizon win back market share and trust?
Meanwhile, the FCC isn't sitting still. They've issued a stern warning to telecoms to up their cybersecurity game amid a spike in ransomware attacks. Plus, there's a push to modernize satellite licensing, a nod to the booming commercial space sector.
These FCC moves highlight a broader shift. Telecoms must now navigate not just fierce market competition, but also evolving regulatory landscapes and tech advancements. It's a delicate dance between innovation and compliance.
And let's not forget the internal shakeups. Verizon's search for a new consumer division head signals more than leadership changes. It's a quest for a fresh strategy to reclaim its leading position against rivals like T-Mobile and AT&T, who've been capitalizing on Verizon's missteps.
Exactly. Verizon's leadership and strategic recalibrations are critical. But with the FCC's new cybersecurity and satellite licensing directives, the entire industry faces a pivotal moment. How telecoms respond could redefine their competitive edge and operational dynamics.
The stakes are high. For analysts and consultants, Verizon's subscriber growth and FCC compliance will be the metrics to watch. The effectiveness of Verizon's customer-centric strategy and its adaptation to regulatory changes will be telling.
And with the FCC's recent crackdown on the Lifeline program fraud, there's an added layer of complexity. Telecoms are under scrutiny, not just for their market strategies, but also for their integrity and compliance.
It boils down to this. Verizon's attempt to pivot towards customer value, coupled with the industry's regulatory and technological shifts, is a high-wire act. The outcome will hinge on Verizon's ability to execute its new strategy while navigating the FCC's tightened grip.
The big thing to watch: Verizon's performance in the next few quarters. Will Schulman's strategy lead to a resurgence in subscriber growth? Or will regulatory pressures and competitive dynamics prove too challenging? That's the million-dollar question.